Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the local show that's all about the issues of aging. How do we take care of mom and dad? How do we take care of our grandma and grandpa? How do we take care of a spouse? How do we take care of somebody in our family that we love as they begin to age? Welcome to my show. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. I think I have a really good show for you today. As always, you should listen to this show with a pencil and paper. It's always good to have a pencil and paper when you listen to this show. Now, if you're driving, don't have a pencil and paper. But if you're sitting around, if you're having a cup of coffee or an adult beverage, or you're just sitting in your easy chair listening to KFBK, then always have a pencil and paper handy. Because, as always, I'm going to cover an enormous amount of information on the issues of aging. Thanks for joining me. I'm your host here for 21 years on KFBK and Assets and Aging. Thank you for joining me. A couple things I have to get out of the way every week. Say them with me, please. I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what the, you know what they're talking about. I have a California insurance license. I have to tell you that. Doesn't have anything to do with anything, but I have to tell you that. I have a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, California, where my license and bond are recorded, that allows me to prepare legal documents such as trust, powers of attorney, and those kinds of things at your direction and request. I'm not securities licensed. I don't want to be. I don't do taxes, and everything I talk about here is my opinion only and should never, ever be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. It's my opinion only. Now, that said, quite often, my opinion is a really good one, but it's still my opinion. So glad to have you here. I have so much to talk about tonight as we talk about care benefits planning and coordination. Planning care benefits and all the other things that go along with that as we begin to age. I'm gonna move all across the planet tonight, talking about illegal discharges, talking about admissions versus observation, talking about what I do, talking about terrible websites that have incorrect information. You know, folks, I get phone calls every week from people who would say, "Well, Bob, I heard your show, but I've been reading on the internet." Please stay away from the internet. I'm gonna read you some stuff from the internet tonight that is absolutely or completely wrong. But what we are going to talk about are care benefits and planning and coordination for dealing with the issues of aging. That's what I do, and I've been doing it better than anybody else for over 30 years. I don't care who else is out there. They haven't been doing it longer than I have, and they haven't been doing it better than I have. So if you're concerned about someone in your family that is beginning to age, beginning to become more frail, then you should listen, and you should take notes. Okay, here's where I want to start. And I've got a lot of ground to cover tonight. So I hope you will pay attention. One is, how do you get in touch with me? So write this down. One is, you can always call me. My number here in the Sacramento area is 800-999-8007. Yes, I know you don't need to call 800 anymore, but I've had the number for 35 years, maybe 40 years. I don't know, a long time. And it's the one people remember. It's 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. It's toll-free, but it doesn't matter. That's the number you call. Let me give you my website address, assetsandaging.com. Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S-A-N-D-A-G-I-N-G. Here's why you should always know my website address. Because on my website are my upcoming webinars, my upcoming seminars, signing up for my free newsletter, watching my Facebook, getting access to my Facebook Live videos. You can become a subscribing member and get access to my super secret videos and information and blogs. My website is a one-stop shop of information on care planning, benefits planning, and coordination for the issues of aging. It's a really good website. I update it all the time. And I want to thank Keyline Digital for taking care of my website. If you are looking for someone that is the best there is at website design and development, get a hold of me and I'll get you in touch with Keyline Digital, because they've been managing my website and my information for, I don't know, years and years. I have great confidence in them. They know what they're doing and they keep me up to date. Also, don't forget, you can go to my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/assetsandaging. You can watch my Facebook live videos. I do them every week on a different subject. They're informative. They're live. I usually do them on Monday or Tuesday live, but you can look at the archived ones there by going to my Facebook page. There's no politics on my Facebook page. It's about the issues of aging and keeping you informed. You know, this show plays on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock, but I record it. It's a recorded show. I don't do it live anymore. It's recorded usually on Thursdays. Starting on the Monday before, if you could look at my office where I record this, you would find stacks and stacks and stacks and more stacks of stuff. And those stacks of stuff are what I begin to do starting on Monday. I check websites. I go all over the place checking. I have Google pop-ups for words like Medi-Cal and VA benefits and long-term care planning and all of that kind of stuff. I literally go through dozens of sites, articles every week in preparation for this show. And I do that for two reasons. One is I want to be informed on the latest information. I want to know what's out there. I want to know good and bad and ugly. I want to know what's out there so that when I talk to you guys on Sunday night, it's the most up-to-date information that I think is possible. One of the things I'm always on lookout for when I go to all these sites is I look for information that's out of date or wrong. And you would be surprised how often I find it. I will read some from a couple in a little while. That's information that people get that is just not true. I had somebody call me this week and they said, well, we need to do this certain kind of thing, because otherwise we've read on the internet that they're going to recover against mom's estate because mom has been on medic. And I said, no, that's not true. Well, but we read it and it says right here. And I said, I know what it says. I know exactly what it says, but it's not true. Well, but we read it and I know, but it's not true. So one of the reasons you can trust this show is because I am so up to date or as current as I can be. I came up with something the other day that's very important, a federal court case involving admission versus observation that's a couple months old that I missed. I found it the other day. Now I have it, and I'll bring you some of that information later on. But you're not going to get that information anywhere else. Don't confuse this show with retirement planning. I don't care about your retirement plan. I care about your frailty plan. I care about your long-term care plan. I care about your nursing home plan. I care about the plan you have to take care of mom or dad or grammy or grampy. You know, before I started the show tonight, I got a phone call from somebody asking me some questions, and they said, well, we don't know if mom can do it because mom now is completely far advanced dementia. And it's probably too late to do some things now. So I spend all week making sure. That's why you have to listen to this show, and you have to get friends of yours to listen to this show, and that's why you go to my Facebook Live and my webpage so that you can stay current. On my webpage, I do webinars about every other week. And my next one will be on my website. You should go to my website. I'm not going to give you the date because I want you to go to my website. If you don't have the internet, then you can call me and I'll tell you when it's going to be. But if you don't have access to a computer, you can't watch my webinars. You can't watch my videos. So have your kids do it. But go to my website, assetsandaging.com, because all week long I work on, my archived radio shows are there. My archived podcasts are there. All of them geared toward one thing and one thing only: keeping this California's single best resource for the issues of aging. You're not going to, again, don't confuse this with a retirement show. Your retirement stuff and your stock portfolio, that's all important, but I don't care about it in my world. When people come to me, that's not what they're looking for. They're looking for care benefits. They're looking for government benefits. They're looking for ways to pay for care. They're looking for how do we take care of mom at home and what about assisted living and all of that kind of stuff. I had somebody in my office 2 days ago taking care of mom at home, living with mom, taking care of mom, a whole different set of issues, have completely unrelated to retirement planning. They now have a whole other set of issues. So when I I'm recording this on Thursday. I always record on Thursdays before the show. And the reason I record on Thursdays is I want to have as much information that I've gathered during the week that may be new or current so I can bring it to you so you can stay up to date on the issues of aging. Everywhere I look, I do all that. Why? So you're informed. You're informed about the latest in Medi-Cal issues, Medicare issues, VAA issues, the issues of aging. I want you to be informed because it's only when you're informed that you will make good decisions. Otherwise, you're going to be like people who call me all the time and they've, you know, I told you, I think last week that I had somebody call and they're going to lose the equity in their home because they read something on the internet, they didn't do what they were supposed to do, and now they're going to lose the equity in their home. Because they didn't believe it was going to happen to them and they weren't prepared and they were reading junk on the internet. Why listen to this show? What do you get when you listen to me? Well, the first thing you get is basically a lifetime of experience. I have done over 1,500 Medi-Cal cases. I have thousands of people I've talked to. I've been in every nursing home and assisted living and most of the boarding cares within 100 miles of here, 75 miles of here. I've been in them for 30, 35 years. I'd love to spend an entire show telling you how much that's all has changed in 30 years, and not for the better. And truly, not for the better. And if I get a chance to talk about admission versus, my last webinar was all about admission and observation. It's a critical a piece of knowledge that you have to have. If you don't understand the difference between admission and observation, it could be dangerous to your wallet. You could have a wallet biopsy because you don't know the difference between admission and observation when somebody goes into a hospital. It could literally cost you tens and tens of thousands of dollars because you don't know what those two words mean. What do you get with me? A lifetime of experience, not 4 years or 5 years old. I looked somebody up the other day. They're now an expert. They weren't even doing this 4 years ago. Somebody told me a name, and I looked at my, I never heard of this person because I know most of the people around, and I looked them up, and they were doing something entirely different, and all of a sudden, they've become an expert on this, and so much of what they wrote on their website is incorrect information. It's simply not correct. But if people go read that, they'll think that it is. You want, when it comes to planning for this, I'm telling you now, you want the best and the brightest. And the person that has the most experience, and that's what you get when you listen to me, or you talk to me, or you set an appointment to come and see me, pardon me, or you get to one of my webinars, or seminars, or whatever it is. I'm the one that's going to teach you the process. I'm not product driven. I don't have a product to sell you. I don't have a mutual fund or a stock or the key to investing or the way to, for you to make $1 million on a $10 investment. If I don't have that. First of all, that doesn't exist, but I don't have that. What I do have is a lifetime of experience teaching people the process that they have to go through to pick out the best benefits as they plan for the care and coordination of taking care of an elderly loved one, of a frail loved one. Let me walk you through some of the steps that are part of that process that I can help you with. First is recognizing the reality of the situation you're in. So many people don't really get what they're in the middle of. They're told it's not going to be so bad. They're told, oh, it's all going to be okay. They're told, oh, it's not a big deal. They're told, oh, you know, dad just has a little dementia. I had somebody call me the other day about somebody who has ALS. And they completely did not have a grasp of what the person calling me did, but they were calling about a friend of theirs. And the family completely had no understanding of where that this was going to go in their life. ALS is Lou Gehrig's disease. They simply had no idea where it was going to go. And yet it's so important that they understand that process. It's just critically important that they understand that process. And if you don't understand that process, you'll seek out information that's incorrect, that's invalid, that's misleading, or whatever. So the first thing I help families with, and I can help you with, is recognizing what you're really in the middle of. Where's this going to go? Well, dad has a little dementia. Guess what? If dad doesn't die tomorrow, he's going to have a lot of dementia. Dad just has a little diabetes. The implications of type 1 diabetes or severe diabetes are severe. And you better understand them because they could wind up with someone being in a nursing home from diabetes. Well, dad just has high blood pressure. What does that mean? Well, dad has heart disease. What does that mean? Well, dad's had two strokes. I had somebody call me recently, that somebody in a nursing home, a family member in a nursing home, they're paralyzed on one half of their body is paralyzed, and the nursing home wants to send them home, and they had no idea what to do. They had no idea what their rights were. They had no idea what the situation they were facing really was. So one of the things I bring to this whole process that I've been teaching here now for over 30 years is recognizing the reality and the truth of the situation that you find yourself in. And it's critical that you understand and your family understands what's really going to happen here. What's really going to happen? It's I can't tell you how important it is to understand what you're really in the middle of. One of the other things I help people with a lot is organizing the family. Baba, what does that mean? Well, you got three kids, and two of them think dad's okay, but the one who's taking care of dad knows that dad can't think straight. The daughter comes from Ohio and talks to mom, and for the 15 minutes that mom talks to her daughter in Ohio, everything's fine. And then mom goes out in the garage and relieves herself because she's confused and she thinks that's where the bathroom is. But the son or daughter that's living here grasps that. Organizing the family, having a family conference, as a family recognizing what you're facing is so important. And that's what you get with me, is the ability to recognize the situation and then organize the family around what they're really facing. You get two kinds of doctors in the world. Those who, it's all going to be fine. And those that want to tell you what it really is, and you hope that the family listens. I was talking to a doctor the other day, and he's a really good doctor, and he's getting ready to retire. And it's a shame, because the world needs more of him. But one of the things he talked about, we were talking about together, is, you know, the frustration of getting families to recognize what they're really facing, what's really going on in their life, what's really going to happen, what the outcome of this is going to be. What are the implications for the family and the kids? What are the implications for the well spouse or the caregiver? I was talking to someone the other day, and they're taking care of, I think I mentioned this earlier, mom at home. And I said, what happens if you go down? Well, what do you mean? Well, what happens if you go down? You're mom's caregiver. Who takes over then? I don't know. We hadn't really talked about that. I have some siblings, but they're not around. Well, okay, but don't you think we ought to address that issue? That's part of organizing the family. If the care, you know, everybody goes, well, you know, dad has a little dementia, mom's taking care of him. Well, how's that going? Well, mom's wearing out. In about 1/3 of the cases, the well spouse dies first. What do you think that's from? It's from the family just assuming that the well spouse, who's 80 years old, is going to be able to take care of dad or mom or their spouse for the next 5 years. Organizing the family is one of the most important things I can help you do. So recognizing, what do you get when you get me? You get someone who can take you through the process, who can help you recognize the situation as it really is, and then help organize around the family. Everybody thinks that when a crisis hits, everybody's drawn closer. I had a psychiatrist tell me years ago, I'll never forget it, a friend, actually a psychologist, years and years and years and years ago. And he said, Bob, that's not what happens. Whatever the dynamic is in the family will simply be amplified. So if it's a loving family, yes, there's a very good chance that they'll be drawn closer together around the issues of taking care of mom or dad. If it's a disorganized family, if it's a dysfunctional family, they will become more disorganized and more dysfunctional. I can help organize the family. So what do you get when you get me? And we're going to talk about more in the second half hour. You get a lifetime's worth of experience. You get somebody who can walk you through the process of the issues of aging. You get somebody who can recognize the situation you're in, because you can't think of a situation that I haven't seen 20 times before after 35 years of doing this. I'm going to recognize the situation, and I'm going to be able to help you, give you some strategies for dealing with the real situation that you really exist in. Not the make-believe one, not the one everybody hopes is happening, not the one your neighbor said, well, this is what happened to me. Well, my mom, you know, she was in Iowa, and she died 33 years ago, and there was no problem. Well, first of all, we're not in Iowa anymore. We're in California, where we have all kinds of rules, regulations, and stuff. And then I can help organize the family around the situation that really exists as you deal with a frail, elderly loved one. It's one of the reasons why I spend so much time every week in research and reading. It's because I want to be able to bring you the most current, helpful information. Not what somebody wrote on a website 14 years ago. That's no longer true. Or somebody said this, and you know, you have one of Job's advisors telling people what to do. Take a minute during the break. Go to my website, assetsandaging.com. I got lots more after the break. Assetsandaging.com. Or give me a call at 800 1-800-999-8007 and let me know. And when you go to my website, you can email me or call me and let me know that you're ready to sit down and have the conversation. You're ready to begin the care planning, the benefits planning and coordination that needs to happen in every family as we deal with a frail, aging, elderly loved one. You have reached California's single best source on the issues and solutions for the issues of aging. We're going to take a little break so the station can make some money. You can get the traffic and the weather and the latest news. And then I'll be back just in a few minutes, right here on Assets and Aging. I've got lots more to talk about. Don't go away. We'll see you in a little bit right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Go to my website, check it out during the break, assetsandaging.com. Be right back. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. I'm so glad to be here with you today. I really, really, really am. There's so much to talk about and to do and all that good kind of stuff. So thank you so much for joining me. And a couple things. Remember my contact information, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. Or go to assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging. There you can find all kinds of information, assetsandaging.com, including my upcoming webinar. You can sign up for my next webinar. They're like every other Tuesday at 6, but you can go there and sign up. They're free, and make sure you do that. There's always one out there. I just did one last week. I'll be doing one again in the near future. So go to my website and you can always sign up for one of my webinars or send me an email or contact me and come in and see me and together we can sit down. I'm talking about care planning, benefits planning and coordination for the issues of aging. How do we take care of an aging loved one who has special needs, who may need more care? How do we know about illegal discharges? How do we know where to go and what to trust? How do we know what options for care there are? How do we know about government benefits? That's why you come here, because of my experience, because I'm the only one that's going to walk you through the process, and I'm the one that's going to help organize the family to deal with what's really happening in your family, to recognize the reality of the situation you're in, not what everybody hopes and wishes. I mentioned a little bit ago about going to the internet and the amount of misinformation that's on the internet. Here's one I picked up today. This is from a nonprofit that supposedly are experts in this. Okay? And there's the reason I brought this up is I was doing some research this week because Governor Newsom and his budget is going to cut community-based programs for the aged. He wants to cut back IHSS. He wants to cut back PACE. He wants to cut back the waiver program. He wants to cut back on community-based care and help for seniors. That's just a fact. That's what he's going to do. I don't have an ox in this fight, folks. I'm just telling you what the facts are. But I'm looking around and I'm doing some research on a program called IHSS, In-Home Supportive Services. And I'm looking around for information and the web is full of misinformation on IHSS. IHSS is a program that pays for up to 283 hours a month for someone to come in. And it's income and asset driven, and it's a great program. You have to qualify for it, but it will even pay for a child to take care of a parent if they're living in their home, helping take care. It's called In-Home Support Services. There's lots of different home care services. There's another one called PCSP, Personal Care Services Provider. There are other ones. But the one I wanted to focus on was IHSS, because that's going to be cut, the salary paid to caregivers, and probably the number of hours, and it's going to be harder to get. So I'm looking for information, and I go to a nonprofit, and I'm looking at their information on IHSS, because I'm looking for misinformation on the internet. And here's one of the things that it says. Your assets must be less than $2,000 for an individual or $3,000 for a couple. That is simply not true. That is simply not true. Actually, for IHSS for Medi-Cal, a married couple can have about $130,000 in cash, not $3,000. But how many people would read this and go, oh, well, this is a very important nonprofit and they know everything about everything. And yet on their website, they have this information that's absolutely positively incorrect. So how many people go and read this or read this somewhere else and think, well, we can only have $3,000. We're married. We can't get IHSS to get help for mom. It's not true. I don't know how to say it. It's not true. It's not true. It's simply not. It's not true. It's not true. It's like I was telling you the first half hour, I had somebody call me the other day and they were telling me about recovery and all the information they'd read on recovery on the internet. And I kept saying to them, but it's not true. But we read it on the internet. Look and read it. And they'd read it. I said, but that's not true. It's not true. It hasn't been true since 2017. It's not true. The information you're reading is not true. I don't know what else to tell you. It's not true. I haven't seen them. They haven't come in. So I don't know if they believe me or didn't believe me or went to somebody. I don't know. There's more misinformation about long-term care and Medi-Cal and all this kind of stuff than you can shake a stick at. It's staggering how much misinformation there is. So be really careful. It's like everything related to the issues of aging. Be careful of things that are product-driven. We have a secret product. We're going to sell you this product, and that's going to make everything better, and now you'll get... No. So let's talk about some other things that are really important. I want to talk a little bit... I want to go back into this. I want to talk about the caregiver a little bit. I like focusing on the caregiver because everybody's focused in families on dad. Dad's ill, or who could, I always pick on dad. Dad's ill and everybody's focused on dad. Who should they be focused on? Mom, because mom's the caregiver, or the daughter or the granddaughter. Taking care of someone 24 hours a day who's not able to take care of themselves is the hardest thing you can do in life. And it doesn't have anything to do with loving the person. If you didn't love them, you'd put them out on the corner and hope somebody picked them up. The fact that you love them is what makes it really, really hard. Don't think this stuff is easy. It's hard. There's a lot of abuse. There's a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of all kinds of stuff, and people are looking everywhere for simple answers. There are not simple answers. There are answers. Sometimes they're complex answers. Sometimes they're difficult answers, but they're answers. And you've reached the right place because I have the answers. You may not like them. They may be difficult. Somebody called me. I was talking to somebody a couple weeks ago, and they wanted to come and see me, and they were trying to take care of an aging parent, but they couldn't because the day that the carpet was getting cleaned. And I wanted to scream at them on the phone. The carpet getting cleaned is more important than... recognizing the real situation and how the family is organized are the center of what I do and what I've been doing longer than anybody else. And that really comes to organizing the family around care, not only for the ill spouse or the ill parent, but the caregiver. I cannot tell you, those of you that are caregivers are screaming at the radio right now going, he's right, he's right, he's right. All of you listen, he's right. being the caregiver is really, 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 really hard. It's harder than almost anything you will ever do. It is really, really hard. It's hard. So are you ready for that? Do you have a benefits and a care coordination plan to deal with that fact that how are you going to deal with the caregiver? What documents do you have in place? That's going to allow you to deal. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because I've talked about this before. But it's the center of everything. I literally had somebody call me today and say, we have documents for the parent, but they never got signed. And I'm going, the parent has dementia. It's not only having something, it's having something that will work when everything goes sideways, when the train is headed over the cliff. And if you don't redirect the train and you don't have the ability to drive the train, it's going over the cliff. And many of you I'm talking to today are dealing with this. Be honest with yourselves. There's somebody in your family that the train is headed over the cliff. You can see it coming, but you don't know what to do. You don't know how to redirect the train and get control of the train. I used to fly airplanes in another life, not commercially. I flew airplanes. I loved flying airplanes. If you've never flown an airplane yourself, you haven't lived. If you've never had an emergency on an airplane that you're flying, you haven't lived. But one of the first things you learn when you're flying is the first thing you do when things go wrong is fly the airplane. Anybody that's ever been a pilot will tell you it, somewhere in the first 10 hours of instruction, if they had a good instructor. I once had an instructor early on. This was a guy with 16,000 hours, had flown in the military. I loved him to death. I'm not going to tell you his name. He's gone now. He's one of my favorite people in my life. But once, right after I rotated the airplane, we're taking off. You know, I'm early and I probably don't even have 10 hours. He opens his door and he says, "Let me out of here. This guy's crazy." And of course, it caught me off guard. But what he did it for, he did it to see if I would keep flying the airplane or if I would become distracted. So when you fly an airplane, one of the first things they tell you is when things start to go wrong, fly the plane first and then figure it out. And documents are what are going to allow you to continue to fly the airplane while you're figuring it out. Because if you don't have the right documents in place, you can't steer. You can't fly the airplane. You can't drive the train. Because documents are what are going to allow you to fly the plane for that ailing loved one, that frail elderly loved one. And if they're not the right documents and they don't say what you need to, you know, if the engine quits or you run out of gas, you can be in an airplane, but if you run out of gas, it's going to be difficult. You got the documents, but they're out of gas. It's the best visual I can give you, folks, is flying an airplane. When things go wrong, if you don't fly the airplane, and in my world, documents become the airplane, then you're going to have a very difficult time getting back on the ground and getting control of your situation. Do you understand all the options for care? Do you understand the difference between home care and hospice and boarding care and assisted living and a memory care and independent living and a nursing home? Do you understand a senior apartment? And do you understand the difference between all of those? It's really important that you understand, you know, I flew single engine and twin engine airplanes. That's different than a 747. It's really important that you understand what the options are because they're different. Flying a Cessna 150 is different than flying a 747. You better know the difference between the two or you're going to get yourself in trouble. The same thing is true when it comes to planning for long-term care. Do you know what options are available? Do you know what they cost? Do you know how you pick one? Do you know the good ones from the bad ones? Do you understand observation versus admission? If you don't understand observation versus admission, you're in deep trouble. What's that, Bob? Well, you go to the hospital. The ambulance takes mom to the hospital. Mom's in the emergency room. Is she in the hospital? Well, of course she's in the hospital, Bob. She's in the emergency room. Maybe not, because she's only there under observation. She's not admitted, so she's really being treated as an outpatient, and Medicare may not pay for some of it. And if she then goes to a nursing home, Medicare won't pay for any of it. But she was in the hospital. I know, but she wasn't in the hospital. Well, but Bob, they transferred her up to the room. She went in room 1302, and they put tubes in her, and they took her blood. So now she's in the hospital. No, she could still be there under observation. In fact, some people are under observation for 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 days. My last webinar was all on observation versus admission. You better understand observation versus admission. If you don't, you won't understand the levels of care, you won't understand the process, you won't understand the situation, and you're going to get a giant bill. I'm reading something from an organization called the MedicareAdvocacy.org. I suggest you go there. And one of the things they say under observation status is observation status just isn't wrong. It can be dangerous. And let me see if I can find the other quote here from their fact sheet. If post-hospital care in a nursing home won't be covered by Medicare, many people go without that care altogether rather than face the enormous bill. And then this one. The number of patients on observation status has more than doubled since the Affordable Care Act went into existence. That observation and admission, those definitions all came out of the Affordable Care Act. Have nothing to do with the current political scene. They've been around since 06 or 08, I forget when. It's important that you understand how this all works. It's important that you understand, if you know your options for care, what government benefits are there going to be available to you. Is Medi-Cal going to pay for it? I'm going to assisted living. I get this phone call all the time. My mom's in a nursing home. Really, where is she? Well, she's in Shady Acres. Well, Shady Acres, I happen to know, is assisted living. Yeah, that's right. She's in Shady Acres in assisted living. Then no government benefit's going to pay. I got a phone call the other day from somebody paying $8,000 a month for memory care, which, by the way, can be cheap for memory care, and they wanted to know if I could get Medi-Cal because they're going through all their money. They're going through $100,000 a year. And I said, no, because Medi-Cal doesn't pay for assisted for a memory care unit because that's assisted living. What about VA benefits? Do you know what VA benefits you get? What does Medicare cover? What doesn't it cover? Do you know about IHSS? What's that? How does that work? So not only do you know your options for care, but do you know who's going to have to pay? And do you know what government benefits are available to help you pay? And do you know how to apply for them and qualify for them? And will your documents let you do that? You'd be surprised how many documents I see that don't let anybody apply and make somebody eligible for Medi-Cal. What about recovery? When is there recovery? Can the state still take the equity for my house? Yes. When? Under what circumstances? How do you avoid that happening? It's easy to do. Do you know how? I know how. Wouldn't you like to know how? It's part of what you get by listening to this show and by coming to see me, is you get all the answers to all of this stuff. What about illegal discharges? Illegal discharges in nursing homes, I don't know, they're up. I can't tell you the percentage, but they're up a lot. I get phone calls from people all the time. My mom went from the hospital to the nursing home. She was in the nursing home for 5 days, and mom's paralyzed on half her body, and the nursing home wants to send her home. They can't. Well, they told me I didn't have any choice. Yes, you do. They told me I'd have to pay $1,000 a day. Well, no, you don't. But that's what they told me, Bob. So we took mom home and now we can't take care of her. All of this is what you get when you listen to this show, is you're informed. You have a plan. There's a process. You have somebody that can walk you through the process. You have somebody that can help you make sense of all of this. How do you take advantage of what's right in front of you? It's simple. Write this down. You got a pencil and paper? Write it down. I'll wait for a minute. What was that old? Dun, 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 dun. What show was that on? Beat the Clock or something. I don't remember what it was. First thing you can do is call me. 800. Well, first thing you can do is keep listening to this show. And then when you're actually ready to take action and not just sit around and twiddle your thumbs, call me. 800-999-8007. Yes, I'm in Sacramento, and yes, you will get a hold of me by calling the 800 number, even if you're in Sacramento. But call that number, because I've had it for a long time, and people are familiar with that number. It's the best 800 number you'll ever have. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. You can go to my Facebook page and you can watch my Facebook Live videos. You can go to facebook.com/assetsandaging. There's no advertising there. There's no, I don't advertise, I don't sell, you know, vitamins or something. Don't do any of that stuff. By the way, there's no vitamins that make dementia better, by the way. I don't care what you've heard. They don't cure Alzheimer's. They don't cure dementia. That's just my personal opinion, based on having talked to a lot of doctors. You can watch my Facebook videos. I do a live Facebook Live every week. And if you're on my newsletter list, how do you get on my newsletter list? Well, you go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com. You can sign up and become a subscribing member. You can go listen to my archived radio shows and podcasts. There's a link there to Facebook, my Facebook page. You can sign up for my next upcoming webinar where it's live and you can see my adorable face and you can ask me questions. And I do those a couple times a month. You can go to my website and you can sign up. They're free. Go to assetsandaging.com. So to review, you want care benefits planning and coordination for an elderly, frail loved one, you've reached the right place. Why? Because I have a lifetime of experience more than anybody else. I can walk you through the process. I understand the process of planning for aging. I will help you recognize the reality of the situation you're in. I can help you organize your family around documents, options for care, and government benefits that are available to help you and your family, all while protecting that frail elderly person that you love and care about and that person's caregiver, whether it's a spouse or one of the children or whatever. I can help you make sense out of nonsense. I can help you understand the understandable and keep you off the internet where you're going to get nothing but baloney or somebody trying to sell you a product. Assetsandaging.com. assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging. I don't care who else you've been to before. I don't care who else you've talked to before. You haven't talked to California's single best source on the issues of aging until you've talked to me. Or you can call me, 800-999-8007. The choice is simple. Do nothing and risk losing it all, or make a phone call send me an email and begin to make a difference in your life, your financial life, and the life of your family. It's a simple process to begin. It starts with a phone call or an email, just reaching out to me and saying, I need help. We have a situation here, and we need to work through this, and we need to have answers, and we need to make sense out of nonsense. I appreciate you being here. I hope this show is helpful to you. Give me feedback. Let me know what you'd like me to talk about on this show, and I would be happy to do it. I don't usually have guests. Every now and then, there's somebody of value I'll have on this show as a guest. Let me know. But give me a call, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, or go to my website, assetsandaging.com, ASSETSANDAGING, assetsandaging.com. Again, I'm grateful to you. I'm grateful to KFBK. You should be grateful to KFBK. Send them a thank you note for allowing me to be on the air all these years because it's what I love doing. 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com. Give me a call after the show, and let's set up a time together where we can talk, and together we'll figure out how to help you manage the issues of aging for you or a loved one, somebody in your family or a friend you deeply care about. Thanks so much for joining me every week. I'll be back again next week right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Have a great day.